AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Stocks have tumbled on Wall Street today with triple-digit losses in all three major indexes. The S&P 500 down more than 100 points. The Dow off 700. It follows today's jobs report, showing 35% fewer jobs added than expected.
We have seen a slowing in job growth over the course of 2024.
And the unemployment rate heading up to 4.3%. PNC Financial's Gus Fauché says this was the result of the Fed raising interest rates to cool inflation.
I think that the Fed will need to cut rates soon. We won't have a sense of that until probably sometime in early 2025, whether the Fed waited too long.
Earlier this week, stocks had hit new highs, with the Fed announcing rate cuts would be coming soon. There's now a hurricane in the Pacific. The storm named Carlotta has intensified, but it's moving away from Mexico's mainland, just kicking up rough surf. There's a request for a change of venue in a high-profile murder case in Georgia involving a man in the U.S. illegally from Venezuela, accused of killing a nursing student.
The attorney said in a court filing, finding an impartial jury in Athens-Clark County to consider the murder and other charges against Jose Ibarra is impossible. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
President Biden is expressing concerns about the fighting expanding in Israel. Here's our Jennifer King.
The president spoke to reporters as he welcomed overnight three Americans released in a U.S.-Russia prisoner swap.
Chance for a ceasefire ruined after the assassination of Haniyeh.
It's not helped.
On Thursday, Biden said he and Vice President Kamala Harris had a very direct conversation with Benjamin Netanyahu.
The U.S. men had been eliminated from Olympic soccer. This is AP News. The Harris for President campaign is reporting a big haul in donations.
Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign announced that it raised $310 million last month, an amazing sum of money showing that donors, who once seemed spooked about the prospects for November's election with President Joe Biden, are now offering mountains of cash to boost the VP. The haul by Harris, the Democratic National Committee, and affiliated entities far outpaced Republican former President Donald Trump. His campaign and assorted committee say they took in $138.7 million in July. I'm Shelley Adler.
In Venezuela, looters in masks have ransacked the headquarters of a Venezuelan opposition leader. It's the latest escalation of violence following the country's disputed presidential election. The U.S. is recognizing Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.